Debo was healthy. I think he had 6 catches for 74 yards, might have finished with more. We talked about he might be the MVP just because the offense is so different with him.
Much better, absolutely, yeah.
Even though he's like the third best player, I'd say Williams and McCaffrey are better, but Debo's just so versatile and so unique. Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today's Thursday, February 1st, technically on my lunch break, just because that was the only time we could record with... What did we have this week? Why was it so busy? Going skiing right after work.
Uh-huh. I don't know what else.
It felt like it was busier. I guess we didn't really do that much. Exciting week, though. So we're going skiing. Obviously, the conference championship games we have to talk about. And we'll probably figure some other stuff, but I think kind of Super Bowl conference championship will be the big stuff just because that's, I think, the biggest thing of the week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Per usual, though, we'll start with the ick of the week. As always, as I'm pulling up the ick, subscribe, rate, review. Are you ready for this week's ick?
As ready as I'm going to be.
I think this one's kind of interesting. I don't think it's like... In some ways, it's, like, the most normal. In other ways, it's, like, psychotic.
Yeah.
Typing in lowercase.
Yeah, I don't like that.
See, I wouldn't even notice if someone, like, types... If they're typing everything in all caps, I notice that. But, like, if they're not... It is kind of weird, like, uncapitalize something.
Yeah, I mean, you'd figure it's a setting, right? Where they can turn that off or their phone learns they don't like that.
I don't even know if I'd notice that, though.
Yeah, but still, you're going to the effort to turn something off, yeah. You know, so.
Are you saying you don't like typing in lowercase or you don't like that that people are icked by it?
I don't like that people do it.
People do it. Like, this is your ick. Is that you? Are you the one who...
I mean, it's not a strike three sort of a scenario.
But. Is it a strike one?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Right, yeah, well, we have capital letters for a reason.
What is a strike three scenario is for you?
I don't know. Just... If I think of one, I'll let you know.
Because, like, being a Dodgers fan is strike one for me. Is that not using uppercase? Is, like, improper grammar the same level for you?
Yeah, well, grammar, like, speaking grammar, I almost don't care. Like, typing, I want it to be, you know, correct, though.
Okay.
So.
What if they use, like, the improper your or your?
Yeah, see, again, that's a writing problem, not a speaking problem. So I don't care for it. But that
would bother you.
It would annoy me, yeah.
You know, it's, like, one of the most embarrassing things of my life is in high school, we had a friend who was a... He wasn't a foreign exchange student, but he's from Brazil.
Right.
He just moved here, though.
Spoke very good English.
That's actually where the regret comes in, is I had the your and your backwards, because I learned in first grade that an apostrophe meant possession.
Yes, yeah.
So in my head, the your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, meant... And that is mine, not short for you are.
Right.
Because I was told that an apostrophe meant possession.
It does mean possession.
So I spent like a year and a half arguing with this Brazilian kid. And obviously, he was right. Because like, if you're learning another language, you actually have to know the grammar rules.
Yeah.
Like, I think I speak better grammatically than a lot of Chileans I talk to. Or at least can write grammatically better.
Yes.
Even though they obviously speak better than me.
Right, just because they've got their own thing going.
Yeah. But what was up with Miss Allred saying, or maybe it's... What year did we learn about that? Was it first grade, second grade?
I don't know. But I have a feeling she was talking about S's and you just got in your head the your and then just never let it go.
Well, I heard all apostrophes. I just heard apostrophes mean possession.
Yeah, see again, I think we've got to credit the teacher more than your memory. In this case, because it was like 28 years ago. No, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but back in high school, it was only like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And also...
But that's what I'm saying. No, but from the teacher, though. Like, it's still the memory of a 10-year-old. where I'm not taking that over the teacher.
No, I clearly remember, like, And I think we literally were like kindergarten to second grade, so like pretty young.
Uh-huh.
So I understand like trying to simplify it. But if you tell a kid apostrophe means possession, they're going to take that literally.
That's true. No, I will say, I remember this, and it would not have been a big deal, and people would not have heard about it if you just couldn't let it go. You just couldn't let it go.
I was sure I was right.
Now, was there a point when you figured out you were wrong and kept going?
I think no, because if I knew I was wrong, I wouldn't have stuck over something like literally that easy. I wouldn't have defended it.
But you just never asked Miss Harrison?
No.
Yeah.
I literally think it was like after my mission.
Uh-huh.
And like I was like a Facebook memory popped up and I was like, oh no. I was wrong. I honestly don't think it was like ever in high school I admitted. I'm not sure I've admitted to Brendan that he was right.
Well, next time we see him, we'll have to let him know.
Is he still in Vegas, you think? Have you even heard from him?
That would be my guess.
Yeah. Are both of them in Vegas? Bailey too? Still, I don't know.
I don't know about.
I have to ask.
Bailey, yeah.
So yeah, that's one of my top five, like, not like embarrassing, like getting your pants pulled down, but like, that was a hill I shouldn't have died on.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing is it wasn't embarrassing at the time.
No, because I thought I was right. I was embarrassed for Brendan.
Yeah.
It's like you're arguing with an American, and clearly I was wrong. I was like, dude, I'm the one who speaks English. And he was like, I had to learn English. And he was obviously right.
Uh-huh.
In every aspect of that argument. So, yeah, that's the egg of the week.
Yeah.
Lowercase.
Very good.
Okay, let's talk. Actually, I want to talk a little bit about Ben Johnson. I don't really have an opinion on it, but it's just kind of curiosity, and then we'll get to the Chiefs, Ravens, and Niners, Lions. So, Ben Johnson, Lions offensive coordinator, second year in a row, turned down head coaching opportunities. Commanders ended up hiring Dan Quinn. Did you see that? That was just like a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
Which I don't love. I'll say that. I thought the Commanders were the best job opening this offseason in terms of the roster's actually good, or at least not in shambles, you know, like the Panthers or Bears. You have cap space. You have the number two overall pick, so probably getting Drake May or Jaden Daniels. And like last year, Ben Johnson turning on Carolina, I understand because David Tepper is a sociopath. But to turn down Washington for job, like – the Andy Reid's not lead, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get the Chiefs job with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Like, Washington's truly as good of a job opening as you can get.
Well, now I will say with Washington, you know, they've had the worst owner in the NFL for many, many years. That's just recently changed. So how do we feel about the ownership?
Well, it's changed.
Yeah, so it's not the worst in the NFL anymore.
Yeah. No, and they hired Adam Peters, who was the 49ers assistant general manager. I really like him. I think he's good, as much as I can know about general managers.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
No, I think he's done a great job. I like the ownership. I think it's good. I think the name is dumb. I think Commanders is a stupid name.
Yeah, they got to do something with.
But think, like, I know, like, this is on the spot, but think this year, last year, like, when was the last time, like, a great job came open? Like, when Kyle Shanahan went to the 49ers, he was the fourth coach in 4 years. There was Chip Kelly, Jim Tomsula, Jim Harbaugh left, and then it was 2 years of,
Right, yeah. No,
maybe the Eagles when Doug Peterson left?
Yeah, but we went, like, 6-10 that year, and Chip Kelly had traded all of our best players.
Yeah, Chip Kelly kind of gutted the roster there.
Right.
And
so,
the cap room.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very much, you know. And in the NBA, people, I think, are even more impatient with their head coaches. And so, you know, you will get good jobs that come available in the NBA. Not a ton, but it feels like you wait 2 or 3 years, the Bucks job's going to be available, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, but Adrian Griffin didn't even make it a year.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good team. I don't know if it's a good job.
Yeah. Well, and maybe he just doesn't want to be head coach. And he said last year he had unfinished business. This year he's saying the same thing. Wants to win a Super Bowl. Kevin Clark, I think, is probably the best NFL writer. One of the best. I would say the best. He got a quote from Ben Johnson talking about how he like didn't want to disappoint Dan Campbell. And he's like, if I screw up, Dan Campbell doesn't even have to yell at me. Just knowing that I disappointed him is like, you know, punishment enough. Like, and it's credit to the culture Dan Campbell's built and Detroit's built and Brad Holmes, the GM, has built as part of that for sure. And I would assume it's a combination of wanting to stay there and maybe they're not off. I honestly don't know what it is. It's just speculating. It's just, you've never seen 2 years in a row, he's been like the hottest coordinator.
Yeah.
And that doesn't last forever. Like now, next year, they have another great offseason. I'm sure he'll be at the top list, but the questions are going to be, why did you turn down the last 2 years?
Yeah.
You
know? Uh-huh.
And instead of whatever the first question is, it's going to be, what's up? Like, are we wasting our time interviewing you?
Yeah.
You know? Because he still interviewed. It's not like he said no right off the bat. He interviewed.
Right. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see the jobs that come available. You know, if things don't break the right way, the Eagles will theoretically be available. I think that, yeah, if another bad season happens, I think that job will be available. I don't know who else. I'm kind of surprised Mike Vrabel didn't get a job.
Yeah, no, he's a very good coach.
Yeah, like if I were the Commanders, he would have been at the top of my list for sure.
Now, there's a chance if Aaron Rodgers is healthy and the Jets don't do well, the Jets would be available.
Yeah.
There's a chance if Trevor Lawrence doesn't progress, he kind of stagnated this year, Jacksonville would be available.
Now, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play well with the Jets, is that a good job, though? Because I feel like Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't do well next year, he's not going to do better the year after that.
Well, I'm not saying it's a good job. I'm saying it'd be available.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a good job because they just haven't been good. So,
right.
I think that might be last year of Aaron Rodgers' contract. I thought it was this year or next year were the last years of his contract. I don't think the Giants would possible Chicago. Possibly, possibly Carolina. I said Dave Canales and David Shaw were the two best coaching like candidates this session. And David Shaw didn't get hired anywhere. The Canales got hired by the Panthers. I'm just nervous about that situation.
Yeah.
And you never know. Like, stuff's going to happen. Like, some first-year coaches could get fired, too. But there's not, like, a ton of, like, clear, like, oh, this coach is on the hot seat.
Yes, yeah. No.
And none of those would have been better than Washington this year.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Mike McDonald, Ravens coordinator, got hired by Seattle, youngest coach in the NFL. But I think he's 36. McVay, I think, was 30 when he got hired.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy McVay's been around that long.
Yeah, they've been going younger and younger with these coaches. In the NBA, too, I think.
What Dan Quinn doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, it's good for me.
Yeah, no, great for the Eagles. But like in Atlanta, like he wasn't like Kyle Shanahan was the reason Atlanta was good.
Right.
I think I saw a stat 3 out of 5 years he was in Atlanta, the defense finished 20th or lower as far as his total defense.
Yeah, and that's like he's the defensive guy.
Yeah. Now he was a coordinator in Seattle during the Legion boom, but I think they were good before and after he left.
Yeah, and I mean, I think they just had maybe the most special secondary unit ever.
Yeah.
Which really helps.
Blair's a big part of it.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner also there, a couple of really good defensive linemen.
That defense was really good. And in Earl Thomas is good. In Dallas, the defense was good, but, you know, last game of the season, they got walloped by the Packers, embarrassed by the Packers in that playoff game.
Yeah.
And also, they got exposed against 49ers. Like, against good teams, I felt like Dallas played great against bad teams and didn't really show up against good teams. And they beat Philadelphia, but Philadelphia wasn't a good team by the end of the season.
No, we were not, yeah.
So, like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't know. Obviously, Ben Johnson wasn't available. David Shaw, Canales already got hired by the Panthers, but, like, interviewing him. Maybe they, like, really wanted Ben Johnson, but they didn't want to pay him $15 million or whatever happened there. And then Dan Quinn was, like, the only other option because Mike McDonald got hired yesterday by Seattle.
Right, yeah. So maybe, yeah, I mean, you could try Bill Belichick, but it sounds like he wants to be a general manager. And so I don't think if they just got that 49ers GM. I don't think he's going to give Bill Belichick his job.
But I'd rather hire Vrabel than Quinn.
Oh, yeah. You
know, like, not even thinking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
Vrabel, like, what he did with Tennessee and not very good rosters, I think, spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
Vrabel's great. Yeah, so that would have made sense. It's crazy the Patriots didn't do that.
Hire Vrabel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jerod Mayo was there still. I'm interested to see what happens with Jerod Mayo.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
And what they do in the draft, because they could take that third quarterback. They could get Marvin Harrison Jr. They could trade and probably get a lot for either the team that wants Harrison Jr. or the third quarterback. And maybe they trade to, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 or 11 and still get, like, Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers or, like, one of the offensive tackles, another first-round pick next year. They do need to figure out a quarterback. I don't know. I'm interested. I'm excited.
Yep. He'll be good.
Should we talk about some current football?
Let's do it.
So the Ravens just fell apart. I think all credit to the Chiefs, and I picked the Ravens to win that game. So that was dumb of me to pick against Patrick Mahomes. But the Ravens were, like I said this, and I saw other people like in national media saying this, best team statistically, one of the best teams in the last 5 or so years.
Yeah.
And they just laid an egg.
Yeah, it is disappointing. I feel bad for Lamar because he's such a good quarterback. And I still don't really believe this playoff hype because I think that the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And yeah, just, you know, the Zay Flowers fumble. I think that, you know, he didn't play perfect, but
and the penalty, too, on that same drive.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I wouldn't say that this loss is his fault.
I think the penalty, well, not as bad of an outcome, but the penalty is much more controllable and stupid than the fumble.
Yeah.
The fumble, I get going for it. I think Lamar didn't play bad in the first half. I think they were dropped back on 82% of their plays, if I remember right. And most people are like, oh, they should have run the ball. And I understand that, but, like, sometimes, like, the passes were there. The plays were there. Just whatever the execution wasn't there. I also don't think Lamar played poorly in the first half. So I don't think pass criticism of Lamar's playoffs is fair for the first half. Second half, chasing, you know, whatever, different story. And I don't, like, the play maybe designs would have been different, but I didn't hate, and 82% is a lot. So I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm just saying, like, it's not as bad, in my opinion, as what people are saying as far as, like, the not running and things like that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
But, man, Patrick Mahomes, dude.
Yeah, no, he is kind of really, like, it does feel Jordan esque and, like, even though I put LeBron up in that tier, it just, like, we're always arguing about how good he actually is, and with Patrick Mahomes it's just immediately like, no, this dude is the best we've ever seen.
Well, back to Kevin Clark, he said Jordan's a better comparison because Josh Allen's never gonna get a ring. Like,
yeah, right. He's just gonna block him out.
Yeah, always. Lamar is not gonna get a ring, and Burrow beat Mahomes in the playoffs. But like all these guys, their careers are gonna be completely different because of Mahomes.
Yes, yeah, no. Think of just all those great NBA players who never won a championship.
Yeah, literally, like Malone, Barkley, Olajuwon only won because Jordan was gone.
Right. Yeah. No, and it is interesting. And you say like, oh, well, what about Brady? And it's just, and I think this is, like, as good as he is, I think we're seeing, like okay, Brady was a sixth-round pick. He just doesn't have the tools that Mahomes did. And we still got to see Mahomes win. He's still got to get 6 or 7 or whatever he's going to get. But, yeah, it's just so visible how much more talented he is than Brady.
Well, there's a reason Jamarcus Russell went in the first round and Brock Purdy went in the 7th round.
Yeah.
It's an oversimplification, but that stuff does matter in the NFL.
Right.
You can obviously overcome it like Brady did. Joe Burrow doesn't have the biggest arm in the world, and he's fine.
Uh-huh.
But Mahomes has all that stuff plus the tools.
Right.
Plus the anticipation, plus the checkdowns. Listen to Alex Smith talk about Mahomes' rookie year. Like, or Mahomes maybe said this himself, but he's like, he didn't even know how to identify a Mike or, like, what a Mike linebacker was.
How is that possible?
They never did it in Texas Tech.
It just seems like...
But, like, you on TV can be like, oh, the guy in the middle is the mic. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, like, totally.
And it matters a little bit, like, which way you're running and the run play and stuff. But, yeah, you didn't even know how to do that.
No, it is funny that I had never heard of Patrick Mahomes, and then, like, 3 days before the draft, it's like, people should really think about taking him number one. Like, it just happened so quick. Like, just imagine not knowing who he was and then seeing him in the combine or the pro day or whatever happened.
That's one of the most wrong I've ever been on a court was Mahomes, because I was like, he doesn't know how to identify Mike. He's never played in an actual, like, NFL system. Like, all this stuff that he does is not going to work in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's so good at it. Plus, he's learned all the NFL quarterback stuff.
Right. Which, by the way, there are so many quarterbacks that, like you said, don't know that stuff and they never figure it out in the NFL. It's like how smart of a guy Patrick Mahomes is that he figured it out in a year.
Yeah. He's a very different – like, he has the same – he's still Patrick Mahomes, but, like – if you watch him at Texas Tech, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
At all. Like, if you can't take him at Texas Tech and drop him in the NFL and it's successful, which is a credit to Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And another miss, I loved Josh Rosen. I thought ever since he was in high school, I was like, this guy is, like, perfect. Like, technically, everything he does. But he didn't have those Mahomes tools.
Right.
Like, he didn't have the tools, and you need those at the NFL. And he couldn't overcome it like Brady or Brock Purdy. Part of that's being in Arizona, kind of a crappy situation. But
yeah.
It's easier to overcome if you can throw it 75 yards like while you're horizontal to the ground.
Yes, yeah, no, that definitely helps. And, you know, speaking of Arizona, I think you look at Cliff Kingsbury after this, and, like, Patrick Mahomes is basically the reason he went to the NFL.
Yeah.
And so.
Plus Baker. He plus goes Baker, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, what a.
Texas Tech. Way better.
Yeah, that's so amazing that they had both those guys and couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's Texas incredible. Tech should. They also, the guy Baker is battling, I'm blanking on his name, which is embarrassing, but he played for the Giants for a little bit. He's the Giants backup. Mm-hmm. Webb, Davis Webb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they had three NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah. There was who, I think I was reading something today. It might have been the Giants. It might have been somebody else. But I think the Giants really, really wanted Patrick Mahomes, but the owner was like, nope, get me Davis Mills.
Webb?
Or Davis Webb, yeah. Davis Mills is a different person.
Ownership does matter quite a bit in the NFL.
Yeah. It is really amazing that you hire these people to know about football, and then it's like, no, but I'm going to pick the quarterback.
Yeah. Honestly, I cannot fathom getting one shot, likely your only shot, and, like, I want to work for David Tepper.
Yeah.
I just truly, or honestly, even Jerry Jones. Like, any of those micromanaging owners.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, are the Steelers' jobs open up ever? No. Like, do the Ravens' job open up ever? No. So, I understand, like, holding out
for the Steelers
is not going to happen.
Right.
But you can do better than the David Tepper, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's frustrating. It would suck. So, yeah, Chiefs, inevitable. Rematch against San Francisco. Now, last time they were in the Super Bowl, I was, you know, recovering from the ankle surgery on quite a bit of oxycodone. Was not a happy day for me.
Naturally. No.
I will say, though, beating the Packers that year was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved that game. So, Niners are down. It was definitely 17-7. Wasn't it 24-7 at one point?
I'm pretty sure it was 24-7.
Yeah, it was 24-7 because we scored a field goal and two touchdowns because we got a field. What a game that. I thought we were dead in the water.
It really felt like it.
Even after the field goal, the only time I was like, the first time I was like, we actually have a shot was after the fumble and then the touchdown.
Uh-huh.
Because then we were down 7. So it's 24, 10, 17. We were down 7 at that point. But even then, even when we tied it, I was like, hey, Detroit's getting the ball back. Like, that pass off, shoot, what's the quarterback's name? The Lions defender's face mask that just landed in Ayuk's lap.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need luck.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm okay admitting that.
Yeah, you don't win a championship without some luck along the way.
Now, I'm still seeing a lot of Brock Purdy's Joe Montana or Jimmy Garoppolo could be doing this, which infuriates me. That's such literally two couldn't be further apart on the spectrum, and we can't land anywhere in the middle.
Right.
On that. So that's annoying. But Purdy's second half did play well. He played better against Detroit than he did against Green Bay.
Yes, yeah, he did for sure.
The pass to Juszczyk on the sideline and Juszczyk staying in bounds.
Uh-huh.
My favorite play of the game.
Yeah, that was great.
Was that. Debo was healthy. I think he had 6 catches for 74 yards, might have finished with more. We talked about he might be the MVP just because the offense is so different with him.
Much better, absolutely, yeah.
Even though he's like the third best player, I'd say Williams and McCaffrey are better, but Debo's just so versatile and so unique.
Yeah, no, he does so much for that offense. And in the same way that, like, you know, people said Kevin Durant's better than Steph Curry and certainly can do more things. But the reason the Warriors are the Warriors and everything consists is he's so versatile. And that's probably not a perfect parallel because he's not the quarterback, but he just changes everything the quarterback can do in the total look of the offense.
Yeah. What a gut wrench for the Lions. Like,
yeah, oh my gosh, seriously.
I was obviously glad the Niners won, but what a crappy way for an awesome season to end.
Yeah. No, it is, and yeah, to be up by that much, just feel that good. And then, like you said, you know, the luck to win, and, you know, the Lions have a really good chance to win if that doesn't happen, and then you don't get the fourth down conversions.
Yeah, like, if they get one of those conversions, if Gibbs doesn't fumble, if the pass doesn't bounce off the face mat, like, one of those things doesn't happen, and I'd say there's a good chance Detroit wins.
Yeah.
All of them happen, though.
Right.
And the Gibbs, yeah, tough luck. Brutal. I love we talked about Dan Campbell and the Lions. Like, Jared Goff's coming back. Ben Johnson's coming back. Gibbs is one of the best running backs in the league. Laporta is one of the best tight ends in the league. They have a great offensive line. Like, I think they're set up to be good for a while. It sucks because it's not a guarantee. We were all saying this about the Eagles last year.
Yeah. No, and it's like, I do think that Super Bowl hangover is a real thing. Like, after the Seahawks lost in that gut-wrenching manner in that Super Bowl, that was like they just couldn't figure it out. They couldn't put it back together. And part of it was people getting older. And, like, that's, you know, a part of that's happened to the Eagles, but it was a mental thing. And so, yeah, you just never know. So, like, losing in that way, it's definitely been a mental hurdle that's been really hard for NFL teams to overcome in the past.
And windows are so short in the NFL.
Yeah.
So short. Think because the Lions did such a great job in the draft. I'm interested to see when they extend Goff, what that's going to look like. Because if they're giving him like 30 a year versus like 50 a year, that's going to impact a big part of the rest of their roster.
Yeah. Now, I do think the window that the Lions probably have built a window that's long because, you know, running back, tight end, both rookies, really good offensive line. Jared Goff is going to get more money. He's not going to get as much as Jalen Hurts and these other guys.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I think they've got a path forward. And, you know, as far as mental fortitude, you know, Dan Campbell, if any coach is going to be able to get him out of it, then it's going to be him.
I haven't seen his locker room speech. Maybe they didn't post it because they lost. But he has the best, like, locker room speeches post-game. Usually it's after a win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, he's someone – obviously, I was going to say players would stay and play for. Ben Johnson stayed. Like, their offensive coordinator stayed, which is, like, unheard of.
Yeah. Can I – just speaking of good coaches, I want – sidebar, I had my students write a dystopian short story because we're reading short stories. And I don't know why, but this girl was, like, she wanted to do something about – football, and she's like, well, could football be dystopian? And I was like, well, let me tell you about my brother Jake and his high school coach. I don't know, I just think about how good of a coach he was just made me think of Cecil and how crappy of a coach he was. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, literally every person I've talked to has nightmares or anxiety or something.
Yeah.
from Cecil Thomas.
Yeah,
we won a lot. Yeah, but that was one of the things, like, when people could say, like, Jim Harbaugh, like, with the 49ers, like, he's such a weird personality, doesn't work on professional athletes, you can only take him, that's why college is better. Like, Cecil's kind of like that. By year three, all of us were, that's, I think we went 8-4 my junior year.
Yeah.
Which is, and the other years we lost maybe one game.
Right.
And a big part of it was Cecil. Like, I think we were just all sick of Cecil.
Yeah, well, it's like, and that's what I heard about why Weber State didn't work. And he wasn't even the head coach. He was just the offensive line coach.
Yeah, but the college guys were like, I'm not going to put up with this.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And so for college, like we say this with Harbaugh, for the NFL guys not being able to put up with it, for not being able to get your offensive line at Weber State to listen to you.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, well, if you're like getting high school kids who are like done or like just not, and I would never say a word to them, but other people who are braver and better at football than me, like, were just not buying into it anymore.
Right, yeah.
So Dan Campbell's the opposite, though, you're right.
Yeah, people are buying in. So. Yeah.
I'm nervous about Super Bowl. Niners opened as a 2-point favorite. I think it's even now. Yeah. Or like 1 point. Oh no, San Francisco's back to 2-point favorites. Haven't we learned our lesson that Patrick Mahomes shouldn't be an underdog? I learned it in the Baltimore game. I knew it already, but I relearned it.
Yeah. No, has there ever been a greater gap in the Super Bowl between quarterbacks? From someone who thinks Brock Purdy's good, but like, I don't think
Rex Grossman played in the Super Bowl. I don't remember who he played against. But.
Yeah, well, he played against Peyton Manning.
Okay, so. I would say that one.
And I don't even necessarily mean talent, but just like, there's no way a Mr. Irrelevant has ever started a Super Bowl on purpose.
No, it's never happened.
Yeah,
it's also salary the biggest gap ever. I'm sure it is. I don't know that, but
it's gotta be. Yeah,
Mahomes is making 50, and Brock Purdy has a roommate.
Yeah, no, nobody's ever made as much as is it a guy on the team?
Yeah, it's like some backup offensive lineman or something like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. Oh yeah, man, Brock, good for it. What it's yeah, what a great story either way.
Yeah, what I'm nervous about is with Detroit and Green Bay. And the Niners didn't really do this, to be fair, but I was like, we can use Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, Juszczyk, kind of cut their linebackers up, take advantage of that. Kansas City linebackers are fast and good and fill holes and mm-hmm. cover well. They have the best. I love Trent McDuffie, their cornerback. Legarius Sneed is really good as well. McDuffie is one of my favorite players, though. Their defensive line, Chris Jones, like Carlatus and all the other edge rushers. Like, it's a legit good defense at points. And, like, the corners and linebackers, usually that's where we can take advantage. And Sutton's the name of the Lions cornerback. And we just didn't, Niners didn't do that. And, like, Kansas City's strength, I think they can match up against 49ers' strength. So, like, kind of the chess match between Shanahan and Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Nervous but interested to see.
Yeah, no, I think the Chiefs defense is going to be good. I think what's going to be interesting is Patrick Mahomes is like, he's going to find ways to get it to his receivers, but also the 49ers defense is so good. Like, I feel like if you guys can shut down Patrick Mahomes, or not Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a real hard time finding the open guys.
You know, the nice thing with that, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Ambry Thomas, like our like slot, like inside cover guys, the guys who are going to be covering Kelce are good.
Yeah.
And the one Super Bowl Mahomes lost, it was because he was running for his life the whole night. Their offensive line is better than that game, but the 49ers have Nick Bosa.
Yes.
And Chase Young and Eric Armstead and, you know, all these guys.
Uh-huh.
So we're not going to have to worry. Valdes-Scantling, to his credit, made some big catches. But I think we'll be fine, you know, shading Kelce, like doing whatever we can to like make sure he doesn't kill us and making like Valdes-Scantling and Mecole Hardman try to beat us.
Yeah.
Like our corners, like Travarius Ward and Lenore, are good enough to cover those guys for sure.
Yeah. So it is, I think, an interesting thing. Like, Patrick Mahomes, he's obviously going to score because he's Patrick Mahomes. But, yeah, I think it's just like you said, like, is the 49ers offense going to be able to navigate and use all their tricks and strange things to figure out how to score on Kansas City?
I'm nervous. Defense is good because they shut down the Dolphins. That was, like, a terrible game weather-wise. They still shut down the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. And then they shut down the Ravens.
Yeah.
Who are not bad. They are very good.
Yes.
And Lamar's going to win his second MVP. You know what's crazy? Before the season, the MVP was almost like a fluke, like outlier season.
Yeah.
But they just did it again. So Lamar's very volatile as far as, and then you can say the Ravens are in general. That sucks for Baltimore. They were more on a 1 year like all in as opposed to the Lions, who were kind of built to last a little longer.
Right.
A lot of their guys are on 1 year deals. Like you don't know what's going to happen next year. So
yeah.
So I'm nervous but excited. We make a pick now because next week I'm in the office, so there's a small chance we don't get it out, like an episode out.
Yeah, let's go for it. We'll definitely shoot for next week. But
so the Niners are favored by 2. So basically, is who you think is going to win? I'm very conflicted because Patrick Mahomes doesn't lose. But I think the Niners are good. And I think coming back twice in the way they did, let's say the Chiefs get up like 17-7 like they did against Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
I think the Niners, there'd be zero panic. Whereas before, there'd be the doubt, like, we probably can do this, but we've never done it before. Now they're like, we just did this twice.
We're just fine. Did it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to pick the 49ers, too. I think that they have the perfect defense for Kansas City, or as good of a defense as you can have against Kansas City. And, you know, I think Kyle Shanahan's going to be able to figure some things out. You know, he might not have Lamar Jackson on his team, but he's the best offensive mind in NFL. So I think he's going to do some things that the Chiefs, you know, won't have seen or won't quite be ready for. So I'll also pick the Niners.
I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl.
I do too. Yeah. Football, I think it's a really, probably the most interesting matchup we've had in a really long time.
I thought last year would have been better if the grass wasn't like a slip and slide.
I will be mad about that forever.
But no, I think it's better than the one that Jimmy Garoppolo started, because Jimmy Garoppolo is terrible and Brock Purdy is not. So I think for that, in that regard, it's a more compelling matchup.
That's a nice upgrade to have, to go from terrible to not terrible.
Yeah, no, it is nice. Everyone's like, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo is so bad. He got benched for Aiden O'Connell this year. The Raiders brought him in as a big money free agent, replaced legend Derek Carr, Raiders legend Derek Carr. Everyone loves him. And he got benched for like a fifth round rookie from Purdue.
Yeah, no, that is like, yeah, that's great. No, nobody has ever made more money for less production.
In that sense, he's living the American dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man, the Derek Carr thing is so, like, it's just quarterbacks are so hard to find in the NFL. They're just so hard to find, you don't get rid of Derek Carr.
For Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're bringing in Peyton Manning, yeah, I get it. Jimmy Garoppolo's worse.
Right.
I don't love Derek Carr. He's better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's a strange, strange decision.
All right, well, again, next week we'll try to record. There's a chance with my work we don't get it in, but we'll try to bring it to you. So we still got a Super Bowl preview, and we'll definitely do a post-Super Bowl recap. Hopefully I'm in a good mood for that.
Well, we'll hope so.
Hope so. We'll see what happens. Appreciate everybody listening. Oh, we need to do the top five really quick.
Yes,
I forgot.
Let's do it.
Forgot. I have it pulled up. I actually forgot what it was. Okay. Ready? It's the top five most Super Bowl appearances by team.
Okay.
Now, there's 4 teams tied 2nd through 5.
Okay. So
there's only 5 teams.
Okay.
And one of them is ahead. The other 4 are tied.
Okay. Very good.
Let's pull up our record here.
I'm just going to guess that
I'm 7-4 against you.
Teams that have won the most, or that's where I'm going to start. Like the Patriots have to be on here.
Yeah, they're 11 with the most.
Steelers.
Yep, they're 8.
Niners.
Yep, including this one. Yeah, they're
including
8.
This one. Cowboys.
Yep. So you only got one more.
Okay, yeah. Who am I forgetting? So
it's a little tougher. You got the easy ones out of the way. Just the most wins.
So what I said, Patriots, Steelers, Cowboys, Niners.
So, 3 guesses for this last one.
Okay, so I got, I'm thinking it could be the Packers. It could be the Chiefs. I'm just thinking of older. Giants surprised me with how many Super Bowls they had won. I know Bills went to 4 Super Bowls in a row. I don't think they've been to 8 total. That would be very painful. You know, and You know, the Chiefs have been a lot recently, and so eight, knowing that they had the first two, let's say the Chiefs.
No, they're at five. Oh, they're actually at six with this one.
Okay.
There's six teams with five, and Kansas City's at six.
Okay. So?
There's a long gap.
Between?
Like Super Bowl two and Patrick Mahomes.
It's true, yeah. That makes sense. So, I kind of thought he'd been to more than three, but I guess that makes sense.
I think he's been to four, including this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Four, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, had
that's
been to three.
Crazy. He's already been to four.
That is nuts.
One, two of them.
Okay, I just want to think if there's any. Like, Broncos are a possibility, but I don't think so. Seahawks are a possibility. I don't think it's the Raiders or the Rams. I'm trying to think of the middle. Let's just say the Packers.
Not the Packers. That's one of the teams with five.
Okay.
So one more guess. I'll give you a hint. You've said the team.
I've said the team.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like I've said. So it's going to be Giants, Broncos, Seahawks, Rams, Raiders. I think the Giants makes the most sense. So let's go Giants.
It is the Broncos.
It is the Broncos.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, because Elway, I think, went to two or three. Peyton went to a couple with them. So that's four or five right there.
Yeah.
It's surprising, though, that Denver had been to eight.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking is, like, where would those other three come from that I've just never heard of?
I would have guessed the Packers or Giants. Before Broncos as well. The first four were easy.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there you go. So I'm 8-4. Back on top. You had a nice little winning streak there. Per usual, subscribe, rate, 5 stars, all that good stuff. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back hopefully talking about a 49ers win.